The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another retirement episode of your Wealth Class on Radio for this week. I'm Ruth Ibikunle. No matter who you are or what you do, and at whatever level, your days in active work life are numbered. Unfortunately, this being a reality is often being neglected until it becomes evident. Many retirees, they live a life of struggle and lack. The truth is, one can actually enjoy and live well in retirement if you take certain steps while in active service. In short, what comes to you at retirement will be your making, so the choice is entirely yours. This morning, our retirement episode will be enlightening us on steps we can take in planning for a rewarding and peaceful retirement life. I'll quickly go on a short break, and when I'm back, I'll be chatting with Catherine Oyewole, a financial planner who is currently working in the pension industry. Please don't change the station. I'll be right back.
The Oracle is back!
When we say we're committed to giving you more, here's what we mean. We mean going the extra mile to ensure you have the best customer experience. In fact, if you make an instant transfer and it fails, we will reverse it in one business day or refund 5 times the transaction fees. You get that? A reversal on failed instant transfers in one business day, or we will refund 5 times the transaction fees. Now, that's how committed we are to giving you more. Access, more than banking.
Welcome back. And in case you're just joining us, I have with me this morning on our retirement episode, Catherine Oyewole. She's a financial planner, a prolific writer, and public speaker. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
It's good to have you on this program this morning.
Oh, it's actually a pleasure.
First, let me ask you to explain to our audience what the term retirement means.
Retirement, as the word implies, it actually means to retire. And of course, when we are speaking about retirement, we are referring to a phase or a stage in life where one is no more in active service. Understand? It means one is no more active to do some things that might need one to make use of energy, things that might need the brain to be active or extra active. So retirement is a phase in life that everybody, every individual we get to, where they are no more in the workforce or no more in active service. So it's a phase in life everybody will surely get to.
How is retirement planning important to those currently in active service?
Yeah, retirement planning is actually very important. It's something that everyone should be deliberate about. Okay, like I was saying earlier, I was trying to explain, okay, where we get to a point in life where you can no more work. You understand? You can't do things actively. When I mean actively, this is probably now you're an employee. You get to a stage in your life where, okay, you have to leave active service. So what are those things that you have set in place that will also cater for your needs at that time? And so that's where retirement planning comes into play. Now, retirement planning is very, 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 very important, because if you must have the same level of living you want to have when you are no more active, the planning has to start from now.
How early do you think one should start planning for retirement?
Okay, so it's never too late. I always say that because I believe there are some listeners that probably have not seen the need. In fact, these days, we even go as far as going to meet up with young graduates, even from the NYC camp, to start introducing the retirement plan to them. Okay, now speaking to speaking to pension and other forms of investment, you understand, introducing to them so they start planning from then. So it is never too early to start planning for your future, and it is never too late.
What are the steps one should take in planning for retirement?
Okay, so there are various financial instruments one can use. to plan for retirement. Of course, we know, of course, when anytime we listen to talk about retirement, what comes to mind is the RSA account, which is the retirement savings account, which is being managed by the PFAs. And of course, we know there are other financial instruments where you have the mutual fund. You have some vehicles and insurance where you can also keep money for a long term. You understand? So it caters to your long-term needs. Now, also speaking to retirement, you can also buy things like bonds, federal government bonds, you understand, and keep them rolling over for a long period of time. So there are various financial instruments that one can use to plan for retirement, and it's not just limited to a pension account.
Let's dwell a little on pension. Can you briefly give us an overview of what the pension scheme is all about and how it's useful to long-term financial stability?
Okay, so the pension industry is actually speaks to a mandatory form of accumulating funds. Okay, of course, we know it's mandatory because it's something employers are meant to initiate for employees. Okay, that means, okay, out of an employee's earnings, an employer is meant to contribute a certain percentage while the other percentage is being deducted from the employee's earnings. And these funds are being paid into a pension account, which is being managed by PFAs, pension fund managers. Okay, and of course, these funds keep accumulating over a period of time until retirement. Okay, so globally, the retirement age has been seen as age 65 in major developed countries. But when it comes to assessing the pension funds, of course, we are looking at, okay, if one is out of active service from age 50, you have access to the fund. We also know that there's another twist even to pension funds. If you're out of work after 4 months and you don't get a job on time, and you're not yet 50, of course, you have access to 25% of your funds. So it's a mandatory form of accumulating wealth. I love to use the word wealth because if whether we like it or not, in our present day economy, people, individuals, workers find it very difficult to save. But because there's a mandatory scheme in place called pension, people can now plan for their future, can plan for long-term goals, and don't have access to this fund because of regulatory bodies that are governing the pension scheme. So it is a good way to accumulate funds.
How secure and how profitable is committing to these funds compared with other forms of investments available?
Okay, so the pension fund is actually very secured. Okay, like I was trying to mention earlier that we have regulators governing the operations of the PFAs. So, and the regulations guiding withdrawal, guiding access to funds, strict in nature, you understand. So these funds are not exposed to fraud. They are not exposed to other forms of trying to manipulate this fund. So it's actually very, just like we have the CBN over the banks, we have PENCOM as the regulators over the PFAs. So these funds are highly regulated. And of course, I must also mention that these funds are not left, they're not left idle. So there are regulations guiding the investment vehicles that this fund should be put into, making sure that even before you become a retiree, those funds are secured. You understand? Those funds are secured and there are returns on those funds. Even as a retiree, those funds too are still not idle. They are being invested.
How competitive is the return on pension?
Okay, so if you want to look at it being competitive, there are other angles you might want to look at. Because when it comes to the pension fund, we're not just looking at it being competitive. You're also attaching security to it being competitive. When it comes to the pension fund, understand, there are limits to where those funds can be invested, just to attach security on those funds so that the retiree or the would-be retiree does not lose out on their capital. So even if there's going to be a drop, you understand, there might be a drop in interest which picks up very fast, faster than other forms of investment. So there are regulations guiding those investment vehicles. So there's security of funds when it comes to the pension industry.
Our time is fast spent, but briefly, what would be your last word of advice to our listening audience this morning?
Okay, so my last word would be there is really no best time or no wrong time to plan for retirement. Okay, like I normally tell people, it's never too late and it's never too early. So if you have not embraced planning for your retirement, I want to say now is the best time to do it, because there will be a time where you won't be able to run around the way you are doing now. And of course, we know that daily prices of things are increasing. Understand, life is advancing. And for you to have comfort at retirement, you have to start planning now. So embrace every form of investment you know. Embrace pension. Even with the pension scheme now, of course, we know there's what we call the additional voluntary contribution. So nothing is too much to plan for your retirement, for you to maintain the same lifestyle you have now or a better lifestyle. The best time to plan is now.
Thank you, Kate, for coming on the program and sharing your wealth of knowledge with us.
Thank you so much. It's actually a pleasure.
It's a wrap on the program this morning. Thank you for staying tuned always. For more information on stocks-related matters and to join our Telegram group where there is non-stop discussion about stocks, call me on 0703-134-1703. You can also log on to our website, www.stocksng.com, to read up on articles and listen to audios and videos that you might have missed. I shall be coming your way again tomorrow morning, same time, same station. I remain yours sincerely, Ruth Ibikunle.
You want to transfer your cash without any fear. No long talk, no worry yourself, no. Zero ahala, oh. Anything where you want to do, just carry your phone. Dial the code or download the app, oh.
This one will keep my flow.
You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now do anything and do everything and find money, oh. You want to buy your data, you want to buy your airtime. You can now money wallet is in town. Very, very fast and very secured and safe.
First Money Wallet.
All money now on First Money. You first. First Bank.